actually called Blessed.
It's 1 month of arrest confessions, and he's my son.
I looked at the picture of the world's greatest newspaper man. I felt like a kid in front of a candy store. Well, tonight I got my candy, all of it. Welcome, gentlemen, to the
America. America has become second rate now.
This is an outrage.
You're out of line.
Quiet. Greed,
for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies and captures the essence of the evolutionary spirit. Greed, in all of its forms, greed for life, for money, for love, knowledge, has marked the upward surge of mankind.
I don't sweat it. It's just business.
It's 1 month of the last confession, and these are my sins.
survey says, one more for the good guys.
Hey, yo! What's happening, people? What's good, Hollywood? What the fuck is the truth with this? It's Root. Oh, my God. Yes, DJ Daniel is already buzzing. What the fuck is the truth, Root? The truth is it's 187 proof. My mind is already gone. Yes, I've had Angry Balls tonight. Get Angry Orchard and fucking Fireball. Peg me, by the way, for promoting for you fucks. Nonetheless, here I am, DJ Daniel, a.k.a. Kango Fett, banging on your internet radio set. And I'm telling you right now, pow, it's like that. What's happening, people? We are here, East LA, a.k.a. Boyle Heights, soon to be right on the border, technically, wet as spike. And I'm here with the homie Jeb. What's good, Jeb?
You know?
Yo, we actually know nothing serious tonight. He rolled through LBC, homie. People Party, by the way. Check it out. Back 2013, it was beyond dope. It actually was a lifesaver for me that summer, too. There's two of them, right? For at least the ones
we went
to.
Like, we went for about a year.
Yeah, but I was there for two of them, the first two.
Yeah. And basically, you should have DJed, because I'm no DJ.
You know what, though?
I'm a selector.
But you know what?
You know.
It was
so
dope,
we're gonna make
you took our request, though.
All requests. DJ.
Yeah, but what I love, though, is that he definitely played some old school early 90s, like, Above the Law. And stuff that for me, like my G-Funk.
I mean, the people know.
Yeah.
If you follow the people, you're good.
So, yeah, we here. Where are you, people? You should be tuning in. Call in 646-668-8044. That's 646-668-8044. And we are live and raw. Just like when your mommy and your daddy got together and it was raw. And then you came 9 months later. Just like ODB was raw. Just like WWF was raw as war. This is raw. Pass that shit. Yes. So we here, loud and clear, and I hope you know it's DJ Dano Radio, the original real true indeed media, and this is Rowdy Randomness, is what I have labeled this show. I definitely have a few to drink, not too much, don't worry people, I will be okay. I will not mug and rob old ladies for the pension checks again, okay? I promise, that was once, it was a mistake, I'm sorry, forgive me. But nonetheless, so we here, we're doing our thing, Jeb and I, man, lots going on, lots of talk, not only just friendly, cool, you know, real talk, no, for real, just good times, but we're talking some business too, so if something manifests from this, which I'm always hoping for, then yo, you heard it first here in Dano Radio, the original real, true indeed media. Jeb and I will be coming with some classic goodness that one day will be classic goodness, but it, right now it'll just be that goodness. So, yeah, we have a little buzz right now doing our thing. And, yo, I'm in the mood right now to introduce Jeb to some of the homies right now. And, of course, Pat G, I know you've been going through a lot. Thank you for at least hitting us up to let us know you are live. Brother out in CT doing his thing. Pat G is one of the dopest MCs ever to me. Not just because he's a homie, but because I was there when he was 18, and now he's in his mid-30s. And it's just like, wow, early 30s. Sorry, I know, old-ass man. Yeah, you're getting up there with us too, man. But right now, let's get into a little block of Pat G right now. Maybe a three-shot, maybe a four-shot. Bop, 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 right here on Dano Radio. Hey, yo, the original real true indeed. Media Rowdy Randomness, Friday night, February. This is Feb first with Jeb. Feb with Jeb. Yeah. Hey, yo.
I got beats and bars, got a lot of heat for y'all, complete with scars. Dealing with my demons day and night at any time, no peace at all. If you want a showdown, we can do a showdown. If you wanna meet with God, I got first class seats for y'all. Killing with that feeling, bringing back to life. See, check niggas that ain't acting right. And if my money gets low, It's showtime for a pack of white, that's facts of life. I move behind the scenes to get the green. Got child support arrears, a couple in. Got kids growing tall as fucking weeds. I'm broke as fucking trying to concentrate. Shit, but I still go get it. Started off small like a two-door Civic. Now I do a big like a bear in the woods. Got these dudes on the run like a Kennedy for Senate. 10 minutes, H-O-T, every sentence and I pump it up. Gas station attendants and I finish them off. With this lyrical collision and cough. The way I'm spitting got them kissing across. I'm too dope, but you knew that. I need a big face, hundreds with the blue back. I got 100 contacts with my new jacket. And it might go down to 7 when the roof cracks. Good God. When I rock the mic, I'm kinda nice. I tried to told them, but they wouldn't believe me. That was too late. I'm on the wave at the crest, little homie. That's toothpaste, and I'm too fresh. Ooh, yes, yep, your mammogram's like a boob test. So I'ma dig that, then I head back to the stew. Candy butter making niggas back to the spoon, back to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
I've been making cookies all afternoon. See, the coke is great, A, the weed is dank. Me, myself, and I, so the team is straight. A nigga feeling good, a nigga feeling great. But even better, knowing good and well, my seeds is straight.
Yeah.
Now we out to get more. You ain't never seen it like this. Switching up my C's one time. 860 up in this bitch. 203.
Yep.
You know me, Mom Deuce spilled BLOOD. Animated soul, yeah, them hella low key. Got fam everywhere, so I'm never lonely. And it's not surprising that the stock is rising. Courtesy of the rhyming, I does.
Yep.
And it don't take a light, yeah, to get buzzed. So what's up with it? I don't give a fuck, middle fingers up. If you get it fucked up with them, and I'm tough like venom, and the girls love venom, and I ain't no snake, but this shit here, venom, nigga.
Plotting on a Billy, got me. By my lonely, lonely, educated at a very young age. Do my dirt all by my lonely, lonely.
Hey, we ain't worried about you.
No, we ain't worried about y'all.
Nah,
we ain't worried about shit.
Cause we get to this.
We just holding it down.
Yup, we just getting it in.
Welcome to the end.
Ha.
Welcome to the end.
I'm gonna talk some shit. You you niggas living a lie. I don't think that y'all can paint a picture vivid as I. And as far as beats go, my shit is a nine. Nobody on earth's perfect, but I'm closer than line. And my flow is divine, always blowing your mind. They say they sick with the bars, but they ain't showing the signs. I always been on point, like the tip on a harpoon. They couldn't develop a better pick in the dark room. Just raving is hazardous, bad as dude in your view. Knocking these chumps to the dust, then sweep them up like a broom. Knuckle up if you fume, then shoot it out like a saloon. It really don't matter, cause when I'm done, I'ma resume to my J-O-B.
Dreaming for the top. Used to having nothing, so the dreams don't stop. Trying to make 100 out of 15 bucks. Scraping up change just to make it on the bus. There's gotta be a way, but I can't find it. My pain's so obvious that I can't hide it. And I can't deny it, it hurts so much. I'm hooked up. Why I gotta live so rough? I'm smoked up. Sipping on some high proof liquor, trying to convince myself I'm not a broke ass. But when that shit wear off, it's back to reality. Back to paying bills late. Back to her mad at me. More broken promises. Off the wall arguments. Being young black with a seed, you know how hard it is. But I ain't looking for no pity party. That bullshit is on me. I'ma get it off me. So I look forward to a new day. Through the night. see the big picture. I grew up on car, sex, drugs, and malt liquor. Everyone I knew had an addict in their fam. Turn around and steal from their own folks to buy grams. Aunt Sharon raised her. Uncle Neil made her tough. Quincy made me love different music. I would take his stuff. Yeah. Corey taught me how to dress. Yeah. Kelly taught me how to dance. Flint showed me what'd happen if I never took a chance. With that knowledge, I was able to advance through my rites of passage, trying to be a man. I learned so much about the world being cold. I carry scars on my arm from things I didn't know. So now I'm all alone. God said I'm not alone. If I ever needed company, hit him on the phone. So when I make a mistake, I know it's not the end. I just try a little harder when a new day begins. Yeah.
So I look forward to a new day. Wash yesterday off and pray for some new change. So long, yesterday's gone. I made it through the night getting my today on. Yeah. So I look forward to a new day. Wash yesterday off, pray for some new change. So long, yesterday's gone. I made it through the night. Through the night.
People, what's good, Hollywood? It's DJ Dano, aka Kango Fett. You are tuned in on the internet radio set. I'm here with the homie Jeb right now. We are plotting and then some. You just heard a block with the homie Pat G from CT. Peace, brother. I hope you're good. You know, mental health is something we all need to be on. I ain't trying to put your business out there, brother, but you've made it public at the same time. You're going through a lot, but I ain't gonna get into your BI. I'm just saying, what's the truth from your third eye? Nothing but love, and I hope everyone can see that, yo, hey, you all know me, I'm honest with it. I'm depressed. Fuck you all half the time. Fuck your grandmas. Give me their fucking pension checks and their food stamps. I'll fucking leave them with their walker. Well, I can't follow it, I can't get up. But I'll pick them up, you know, no worries. Yes, I'm in that mood. It's rowdy randomness here on Downey. You can't even dead. Yes, I've had a few too many. Dano Radio, rowdy, like Roddy Piper. And I'm here, and I'm talking shit. I'm here with Jeb. Definitely, we have some angry balls. Yo, yes, all you original listeners know. The angry balls. We discovered it in South Boston and Dorchester. and it is Angry Orchard mixed with cinnamon whiskey, particularly Fireball.
For those cold nights.
And it's definitely dope. You don't got to be a hipster. You don't got to be white, black, whatever. You just got to be a human being who likes apple cinnamon.
You have to basically be open to mixing some crazy shit together and seeing what it does to you.
Oh, yes, and it does. And we crazy and like lazy and wish and flesh and bone, 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 bone. Yeah. But for real, no, we definitely crazy right now in a good way.
Can we do that? Are we doing that cannabis talk? Can we do a little interlude, a little cannabis talk? Are we doing that or no?
Oh, man. Hey, man. You are Dano Radio. And what's tonight? It's just rowdy randomness. So it's rowdy and it's randomness. So, yes, Jeff, step up to the MIC or kind of like, you know, just talk a little louder.
All right.
What's good, Hollywood?
So, I mean, I just wanted to explore the outer reaches of the universe with Dano. I mean, I think from my brief observation, Dano is an outer limit explorer.
Twilight Zone.
Astronaut.
Twilight Zone.
You know the edge of the universe.
I know so that Rod Serling said Twilight Zone.
So, can you give us mortals some sense of what it looks like out there? That's all.
You know what?
At the edge.
I know I'm not mortal, but I do. I know I'm not immortal, but I do know that I'm close because, goddamn, what man when he's 21 years old can drink a half a bottle of fucking Remy Martin cognac with 17 fucking Percocets that he just got prescribed because he had a fucking root canal or some type of shit, and this was back in like late or early 2001. Gets fucked up beyond belief. Wakes up the next day, wax all over the place, candle dripping wax with vinyl records and CDs, and I go to press play, and I hear, you know, hear a tape, and it's me mixing. It starts out dope. Okay, cool. Here's some Mass Appeal by Gangstar, some Biggie, and then all of a sudden go into some Queenie. Okay, dope, dope. Just messing around with beats and bass lines, and then blah, 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 blah. That's my mind. I start out cool, and then I am like the Tasmanian devil at the end sometimes. I got to find balance. Peace to the hippies who have tried to teach me peace and love and inner love. But you know what? I'm a grimy motherfucker, though. I can be peace. I can be chill. I clean up really good. Some of you ladies know that. Sorry, baby. I'm just joking. I love you. But nonetheless, when it comes down to it, when it comes right fucking down to it, is that I am who I am. I know. I'm like Popeye. I'm like fucking Eminem. By the way, Eminem needs to improve his shit. But nonetheless, yeah, we're going off. But yes, I do. I put my mind purposely in places in a galaxy far, far away where no person has gone before. No human, yes, I know no man is sexist. So no human, no, oh, I know that's specious. So no one has ever gone before because I can't look at reality because I'm an angry person. I've been fucked with. I was the geek. Nice little geeky kid, and then got fucked with. And then one day I went ballistic. I'm not a school shooter. I'm not full Caucasian anyway. Ah, sorry. There's still good people out there. But even though we know the truth about school shooters.
No, but bro, like, a couple of things, if I can jump in.
Yeah, yeah, man. I am random.
Like, no, you're not random at all. Number one, we've all been fucked with. And we all should be going ballistic. And number two, that's why we love space so much. Because there's fucking space to spread out. To be a FET, bro. Well, and I didn't even realize till just now, like, that's your fucking DJ name, bro. Of course it is. You cosmonaut. You already got the space suit.
Django.
Let's fucking go,
and
bro.
And of course I'm a star, as you can see behind you
streets,
with all my Star Wars stuff.
Yo, from the streets to the stars. And what's my daughter's name?
Nova.
Come on, bro.
Do you know anything about Robotech?
And yo, did you, I mean, you see this?
Yeah.
That's not for Dallas, bro.
I know that.
That's for this.
Stars.
That's for this.
All right, dope. Black Star, you got the Black Star shirt.
That shit is all off camera. That's why I found us to do a podcast that don't have a camera, so we can throw up the real shit. Smitty knows what's up.
Yo, peace to...
Danny's coming through, bro.
Yo, peace to...
Michael Brown.
Yo.
Dano, you remember Dano from... You know Michael Brown?
Nope.
You guys might have crossed paths.
Maybe. I don't know. I met a lot of good heads.
Squad.
I met LB, though. I'm going to say this right. Peace to East L.A.
That's
East
what L.A. Split. And Long Beach, they split us, man. We don't know each other anymore.
It's like going from Brooklyn to Manhattan. It's like going from Dorchester to Manchester, you know? Like,
so what's that like?
To go to a different world in some ways, but not too much.
You got to get on the highway?
In the highway, but here, what's funny is that when I'm like, yo, I'm living in East LA now, Long Beach cats are like, what the fuck, this is forever.
And vice versa, right?
Yeah, it is, because, and now, yes, if you are an LBC resident, peace and love to you, brothers and sisters. I miss a lot of you. I miss my old home at LB.
That's where I live,
but
man.
But the blue line is done for 6 months.
Exactly.
They're reconstructing it.
So, I mean, I feel like, so which way should the rides go? I feel like Long Beach, let's reach out. Help the LA brothers and sisters come to the sea and get some respite from the madness.
Well, I do want to say, if Jeff thinks you're cool, and of course I am a cranky bastard, but I can be cool. If you respect my place, you are welcome here. Dental Radio Friday nights, we do the show. We crate dig a little bit, digi and regular crate.
It's sick. If you make the cut, you're lucky to be here. This is awesome.
So,
thank you, Dan.
I'm just, you know, like I said, every Friday night, I'm inviting heads over to do a thing, chill, crate dig. I do a podcast. If we don't do a podcast, it's just crate digging all night. And clean up after yourself. It's all good. But you must be 21 plus, ladies and gentlemen. Preferably
right.
In your late 30s. Hey, no disrespect to or mid 30s, whatever.
A little bit grown. Have seen some life.
Yeah. Like we're applying for a fucking
loan.
No, like a fucking personal ad. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we have a podcast here, and we have a black couch.
Oldish. Requesting oldish.
Classic.
Reddish. Whitish,
you know,
male.
We have the typical black couch leather.
From Boston.
Yeah, fucking, somebody's like, what, casting couch? Ah, back up.
Whoa.
Back up. Yeah, now that's why I said the black couch with the leather.
But I was, we still talking? Are we?
Oh, yeah, we on the air live, man.
So I was
By the way, call in 646-668-8044. That's 646-668-8044. And no, that is not the girl's number that you thought it was, you drunk bastards. You know, so don't call that going, hey, baby.
Cool.
I've had someone do that before. They called in going, Susan? What?
That's a good one.
Yeah, so.
Oh, there's a guy that I want you to meet, so maybe he'll call in.
Hey, man, hey, I'm all for love, but I got a fiance, man, so tell him no, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, I'm the most open guy, but sorry, man. So tell your guy friend, no, that I'm not cheap either. I need roses, a cup of pal, you know. I'm not a cheap slut. No, for real, though. We hit dinner, we're having a good old time talking that shit, speaking of which. But I do want to say out there, right now, people, the world is going crazy, especially here in the U.S. We got this orange dickhead. We've got all this fucking dick shit going on.
I have a fun question when you get to it.
Hey, what's up?
What is freedom to you, Dano?
There ain't nothing free, because if we had freedom of any type, then we could just do whatever the fuck we want. For instance, when people say,
like, what does freedom feel like to you? Like, if you could say, hey, everyone, I'm free, what would that look like and feel like?
Actually,
you know,
when I got out of a county jail one time, I used to look at this place. I used to walk free all the time. And I used to look at this fucking, I was in there for a crime I didn't commit. Got out 40 days and 40 nights, bullshit. And I got out, but I'm walking, and I know people are doing way longer. And that, to me, freedom is just not having, and it's not just being able to physically walk somewhere. It's also not to be trapped mentally, too. Because there is that typical institutionalized. I know cats who get out of jail. It was funny is that when you're young and you see something gangster or criminal, you might be attracted, you might be scared. But for me, I was unfortunately attracted to it. Maybe it's the Hell's Angels blood I got in me because of my scumbag dad. Fuck you, bastard. I never knew you. But, yes, you know, I've always grown up the geeky kid, get his ass kicked, but can hold his own, too, with criminals. And people, mentally, when you're in that criminal life, you got to make the money. It's capitalist society, et cetera, et cetera. But they're hooked. And at one time, I was hooked on a certain way. I was hooked on a slavery mentality, a jail mentality, of, you know, a wannabe thug gangster mentality of who gives a fuck, cheat on your woman, who gives a fuck how many women I get pregnant, who gives a fuck. Then I realized that while I'm listening to Eminem rap, you know, just don't give a fuck. Well, he was about the same age when he wrote this, maybe a little older. Oh, that's, but then you progress, you grow up. But sometimes you go throw back because I'm a Miller Low Life crew for life, sipping that low life, Miller High Life, low life. Because you know what? You don't want to forget where you're from. But freedom to me is when you can you can have those bad thoughts but not get caught up, and you can break away from those. You can break away. It's freedom is also when you physically get out of fucking jail. I remember I was asked to write a poem for some motherfucker in jail one time. Hey, man, you a poet? Oh, I write poems. Well, I heard you're a poet. You write me a poem? Okay. My girl, you know, I love her. I miss her. Okay. Give me a picture. She's banging, too. Nice little picture. I absorb, trying to think. I can't wait to see you like a beautiful sunrise when we're walking on the beach. And you know what the fuck happened? He goes, it's beautiful, but I'm doing life. You're shipping me to the feds.
Oh, fuck.
He goes, but thank you. And he actually gave me credit. But nonetheless, for that split second, he had freedom in his mind. For that split second, he thought about, fuck, why this motherfucker be all deep and shit? Because he felt that. For that split second, I made that motherfucker feel freedom. Now, by the way, if you're tuning in, you're like, what the fuck, he's stuttering? Yes, I've had a few to drink. I'm a stressful motherfucker. If you want more professional, Dano, then chip in, motherfuckers. Tune in. I will be more professional. Until then, you know what you do. It's two words. From the 90s fucking WWE. Suck it. So, yes. Yes, I can be intelligent, but I can be ignorant as a motherfucker, too. So, what's good, Jeb, man?
Let's talk that talk, man. I just wanted to know. I wanted to, first of all, appreciate this gentleman and his
cheers,
queen for allowing the space to be blessed. If y'all don't know Dano, you're about to know Dano, and I'm excited to support this man to do whatever he wants to do. Let's get it. People that know me these days by session, and we're about to get it in. So hopefully, D, you'll see D on the gram with the crew on Sunday.
If not this Sunday, then soon.
Some Sunday soon. But someday Sunday, but we're here, and we're excited. And also,
sounds like I should be bringing like some fucking beef ribs and some fucking cornbread. It's Sunday like dinner and shit.
We're excited. Who we've got, and we because it's, you know, a private event, we let people know if they're in the loop. But
I'm just a fat boy, by the way, so I love barbecue.
We got it all. But if you want to get on the next invite, because this one's pretty much at capacity, but. Hit session on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. On Instagram and Twitter, it's at with underscore under each letter because we're an acronym, Dano, that stands for Social Events That Serve and Sustain Indoors, Outdoors, and on the Net. That's what it was.
Say that one more time.
Session. Social Events That Serve and Sustain Indoors, Outdoors, and on the Net. So, we got on Facebook, Twitter. Look, but basically what we're doing is creating a space where you can come, create your vision, and we support you free of charge. So donation-based economies are the wave of the future, and come vibe out. Like, that's what we're trying to do. So hit us up, connect. If you know this man, you're already in. So let's go. We're excited. And oh, you can look. We're doing a live talk back. This part is public. Of the Super Bowl. So we've got a lot of heads, artists, activists, people that want to speak their piece. We're not saying you got to rock with the Rams, although we're from LA, so, you know, figure it out. And let's just talk about it, you know, and whatever's on your mind, let's get it in. We want to create a space where people can get excited about expressing politics on a day when you're not supposed to talk about politics. Well, guess what? We in it. We call it the Super Bowl political party. This is the first one. It's probably going to go till we're dead. We on your television screen. Tune in. Jeb Middlebrook on Facebook. You can check it live session. I'm here. Government name. Bless y'all.
Hey, yo, and that's what it is. But I'm going to tell you right now, though, right now, that I would probably dig that. But at the same time, I'm going to tell you right now here at Dano Radio, I am a little bit in that zone. It's definitely rowdy, rowdy. Just like when they think they get the answers, I change the question. Just like Roddy Roddy Piper.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you this right now, though. Number, peace, love, and then, yo, by the way, check out Session, as you said. I am that cat, though. That 1 minute, I'm about peace and conscious. The next minute, yo, who's that big booty woman over there? Oh, so I don't need to disrespect you. Oh, yes, I know I'm married. I'm sorry. I'm not married yet, but still I should be. But nonetheless, I'm still going to be who I am. And that's the thing. I'm Rowdy Rowdy Dano. You know, like...
What's the line between appreciating beauty and flirting? And would men and women define it differently, and why? If they would.
My whole thing, though, is that it's just hard sometimes, even with the best beautiful woman, when you do get teased, but you just got to be like, nah, I'm cool. But deep down, you're like, ah, because there is the tribal instinct, which is animal instinct. Now, me, though, I play it into a comedic role. Like, I'm rowdy. Of course, when I'm drunk, as a lot of women know, you ain't getting it, honey. No matter, even if, no, I'm sober, you ain't getting it. Yes, baby, I know you listen and love you.
That's a choice, man. You're a strong guy.
But even,
so what's the difference between a guy like yourself that can put the demon down and a guy that can't? What's the difference?
He needs to chill.
Numbers of drinks? I don't think so.
No.
It's about, because you can be faded in the bag and still make a choice, right?
Yeah,
no?
Well, now, me personally, as everyone knows, I'm upfront. I've always been, when I drink, I don't want no booty. As much as I look at booty and admire it, but I'm drunk. I'm about music. And who wants drunk, sloppy sex?
Bar and music.
Who wants drunk, sloppy, pukey sex?
Not pukey, but some ladies like it.
I remember one chick, we had to go to her grandmother's funeral the next day. So at the bar I worked at, I made a bunch of Jello shots, really strong for the whole bar. And she happened to get a bunch free. So guess what I did? Brought her back. This is when I was trying to bend that rule because she said, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. So I'm hitting it from the back. Sorry for going too graphic, people, but this is for a reason.
Real life.
Drunk sex. What happened next? Pulling her hair, smack. Bleh! Thank God nothing got on me.
That's extreme,
I did the Matrix,
bro.
Though. I did the Matrix. I went back up. Woo!
So this is Exorcist meets Matrix?
Because I was like, fuck that. And she
wow.
was like, whoa. And then all of a sudden, cleans up. My grandma's dead. I'm like, God damn.
What the fuck?
So
was
that's why drunk sex is not good, people.
Was her puke green, though?
Green gray.
Bro, straight gray. Exorcist. Y'all gray. Were in movies.
So I puked that green gray before by myself before, where I woke up the next day in a homie's apartment, and I went, cone! Kicked open this bathroom. Like, I shut the bathroom door and then I kicked it open because puke everywhere. On the walls, in the bathtub, and the toilet. And I'm like, I'm pissing. Yo, cone! You puked all over your fucking place, man. What the fuck, man? You invite me over? Yeah, I know I love you, man. You're my brother. And you know I wouldn't lie to you. Yeah? That was you. What? Because I got roofied that night.
What the fuck?
I've been roofied 3 times in my life.
By men?
Once because I saved a bunch of women. Well,
like a joke.
Woman.
Like guys roofing each other on like a joke.
No. I used to be known for stealing drinks in front of people's faces. Like, and take it right in front of them.
Right. I knew some dudes like that.
And they'd be like, oh, Dano. Or the homies would be like, motherfucker, you owe me a drink.
Yeah,
you know?
It's fucking worse.
So that's it. But, and then.
I see you, Dano.
Yeah. But it was all love. At one time,
it's about you getting drunk on my dime.
But some,
fuck you. but you're bigger than me, so I'm not gonna say shit.
But some dude,
God damn it, Dano.
Some dude though, it came to find out he bought a tray of shots for girls and he tried roofieing them. And some,
a whole fucking tray, bro.
Yeah, and I got
what
fucking one of them. This is Boston area, man.
Jesus Christ.
And what?
Some fratty?
No, man, some fucking punk ass thug, wannabe thug. And
a whole fucking tray, bro?
Yeah, and I just happened to grab one of them. And
oh,
I went to the hospital
the next
day. How many
did he give out?
It was about 6. So I saved one girl at least. I found out because of the next, that had to have been the shot. If it wasn't that, it was some other shit because I went to the hospital.
Did you black out?
All right, this is why you got to be careful with your drinks, people, and I'm going to give you, some people know, yo, Biz, I'm sorry for bringing up bad memories. We've squashed the beef back then, since then, but what happened was, we were DJing as the Blues Brothers for Halloween, like a couple of nights before Halloween.
That's dope.
We were co-DJs, I was covering it, recording up to play on my podcast. It wasn't doing live, but we were doing a dope show, we were scratching, all doing all types of fun stuff, but I'm stressed out, a bunch of shit. I end up drinking a little too much and then stealing people's drinks and then what would later be the roofie one. And then later, I'm yelling at the homie driving me home. Man, you ain't my homie. fuck you, you betray me, blah, 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 blah. I didn't know all the shit I was saying, and I busted his windshield. I fucking fucked up some fool. Like, it was just a bad night. I woke up, we didn't talk for almost like 7-8 months.
Did I have to pad the studio while I
was working? Oh, no. I'm way past that, homie. I'm way past that.
I was like, shit, this my insurance can't cover Hulk Dano.
This was back
Dano
in the day.
The Hulk.
This was back in the day, Dano. And they used to call it Dano and Death. Dano and his personality.
That's amazing, dude.
I used to want a shirt called Dano and Them.
Let's do it.
Well, no, because I'm past that. I'm past that now, though.
No,
so,
it's amazing.
I should still get rowdy, but
people be into it.
But then there was also a time that I was roofied I was at a club. We were having a good old time. And how I know it's roofied because I went to the hospital this time and they found the shit in my system. But also, it's almost like the Hangover 2 was almost correct. It's like black and white with red tracers and shit, though. And
bro, I'm not laughing at your story. I want to jump in real quick. I just need to say that we're not – let's be clear, everyone listening. We're not
promoting it.
No. I'm saying we are not currently smoking marijuana, nor have we for the last 15, 20 minutes. The air is literally marijuana. That's what it smells like. Like the entire – like I feel like I'm smoking – even though I'm not, because it's so saturated. For Dano, this is like a walk in the park. For me, I'm definitely in the greenhouse.
Well, what's funny is that we haven't smoked flower. You know, my lady said you better smoke flower outside.
Can you hotbox a house with vape?
We have.
I mean, it's apparently. I mean, have you saturated it more than this? I imagine you have. So, like, this is light.
We're like, when we have clients over, which I'm not going to give our client business. Just
no.
Not ready, but
I
we have
hope
clients
to
for
be
certain
one.
Things.
I hope to be a paying customer.
Yeah, what, no, with the,
oh, got you.
Yes,
understandable.
Exactly. So we never, flower, we only go by the window outside. Because even though it's legal here in the City of Angels and California in general,
right.
We still want to make sure because, yes, I can do, like, right now, I am, it's my day off, my night off.
Right. You want to stay employed.
But when I do smoke, I do it for myself, for mentally and emotionally and physically. But I do not get to the point, like, I never drink on the job. Like, right now, it's downtime. Clients are resting.
It's Friday night.
It's Friday night, and the feeling's right. And
my
your
dog
mama
at?
Was tight. And your mama. Anyways, so, nonetheless. but you know what? We talking shit. We just having a good old time. Let's get into another music block right now so we can vibe out. Because
I don't know, Brown Cow.
Because I'm thinking about some mamas up there. And you know what? To
this
you pretty mamas
to
out there.
Mamas.
Yeah. So let's get into it. You know what? Let's get into a little reggaeton because the homie Monk always wanting to play that. You know, hey Luis Monk, I got some classic. This is actually became a classic actually, and we played it first before a lot of people. This is Don Omar featuring Tempo and Dynasty, the Prince of Dancehall. Hasta Abajo. I'm sorry, I know my gringo ass mispronounces it, but you know the track. This is Dano Radio. Let's get into this. The original, real, true, indeed media. Rowdy randomness. Cheers, motherfuckers. Cheers.
Gotta be ready, man. Tick, tick, tick. Tick, tick, tick. Hey, yo, D. Tick, tick, tick. Hacia abajo soy yo.
Another one.
Tick, tick, tick. Tick, tick, tick. Hacia abajo soy yo.
Ok, ¿cuál era la hora?
CC, ANX en la casa.
Ok.
T-E-M-P-O. Dynasty.
Pico Pem, salud.
La noche está por un feeling. Yo te quiero ni una buena disco. La música un buen DJ. Que vaya una del Cangri, una Yaneli Wisin. Una este vocal de también una baby. La noche está pa' Wipi. Fuma el creepy. Trate la supo tu de nuevo, dale un día. Ya ponga una nati de chintu y maldi. Y una loca que ande con la misma no te randy.
Make a water shorty, another tea. Pick up me car, drive around New York City. Listen to some super cat, listen to some beanie.
Hacia abajo soy yo.
noche está boom, la noche está boom, la noche está boom, Billy. La noche está boom, la noche está boom, la noche está boom, Billy.
Abajo soy yo.
Cero a la izquierda.
Punch the clock, hit the field, for a paycheck to make the daily yield. Same plantation, just a different year. Now a supervisor instead of overseer. Work daily, but you paid every other week. But if you didn't go in, how would you eat? Same way back in the day of slavery. Bent over all day in the southern heat. Everybody had a job, no unemployment, so you could be employed and still be exploited. Building train tracks but getting left behind, making others rich while we getting robbed blind. They the 1%, we the 99, got us paying rent. While they stocks climb, we do all the work, while they sit back. And the lowest paid still pay the most tax.
I'm just trying to pay my bills, but it feels like I'm still picking cotton.
Minor distraction. Drop a hot one and then I watch the reaction. Don't co-sign simping, no salutes for the captain. Recognize game, you lame, get marked absent. Face heads neutralized by this acid. Flabbergasted while I walk away laughing. Total package, open up the rapping. Turn the other cheek for the slapping. What's happening? Break them on down to a fraction and smash them. Get embarrassed with ease, yo, with straight baffling. Grind for the paper, big checks when I cash them. Shorty's in my face cause she thinks I'm quite dashing. Think it's off base, go review your math then. Shine with the light, get your cameras all action.
Hear you talking about me, but it don't mean a thing. Keep talking. Hear you talking about me, but it
studying that mess, you just a stunt frontin'. Gum gumpin' and gum bumpin', I'm straight sunnin'. All these gossipin' fools who ain't nothin' but clown ass, jive ass turkeys with no stuffin'. And dust off my shoes is what you sure to be inhalin'. As I'm passing you so fast, all you can do is keep on failin'. Just keep running off at the mouth with all them tales you keep on tellin'. My word is my bond, and your bond just needs feeling. My name in your mouth just leaves a sour taste. That's why every time I see you looking sour in the face, if I spend another hour in this place, it's gonna get so funky that you're gonna need a shower for the sake. I'ma give it to you straight, no chase. Steady on the move, give a damn about the hate. What a lame wanna say about the D, don't equate to a hill of 18 getting stacked on a plate. The way you pop shit ought to stay quiet. Must have a whole lot of five in your diet. Saltin' on my name, man, don't even try it. Selling wood tickets and nobody wanna buy it.
Hear you talking about me, but it don't mean a thing. Keep talking. Hear you talking about me, but it don't mean a thing. Keep talking. Hear you talking about me, but it don't mean a thing. Keep talking.
Go ahead, run your mouth, see what I'm about. Go ahead, run your mouth, see what I'm about.
Talking about me, but it don't mean a thing. Keep talking. Hear you talking about me, but it don't mean a thing. Keep talking. Hear you talking about me, but it don't mean a thing. Keep talking.
Go ahead, run your mouth, see what I'm about. Go ahead, run your mouth, see what I'm about.
Hear you talking about me, but it don't mean.
Hey, yo, we back. DJ Dano, a.k.a. Kango Fett. You are tuned in on the internet radio set, and I hope you are, because we are in the land of the bizarre. This is the great Blazini, and I'm telling you, oh, I will be your genie, especially your mama. I'll make her three wishes come true. Ooh, and she will not leave you blue, if you know what I mean. Hey, yo, we talking mad shit, having a good old time. Yo, this is DJ Dano. We're having a deep talk right now, Jeb and I, about this, that, and third.
Session.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Back east, there was a little thing we used to do, and they do it in Baltimore, too, but we do up in Boston area, too. So, check it out, though. DJ Dano, a.k.a. Dano Radio, the original real, True Indeed Media, Rowdy Randomness here on, oh, actually, you know what time it is now? You know what? We're going to take a little pause right now. Jeb and I are going to hit a little pasta, Blazini, fettuccine.
Alfredo with a side of garlic bread, my man.
Because right now, we're about to get into the Midnight Express. Yes, it is 12:01. Technically, it's just 12 a.m. And we are in the Midnight Express. And
my dad told me nothing good happens after midnight.
That's not true, though. Your dad was wrong. I'm sorry.
Let's get it.
Hey, yo, let's go into this, and we'll be right back. Enjoy this classic right now by Giorgio Moroder. If you don't know who he is, look him up. If you don't know the movie,
Google.
Yo, Midnight Express, little disco techno song, but it's dope. And, of course, the wrestling tag team, the Midnight Express, one of my favorites. Look him up if you don't know. But, yo, we in the Midnight Express. You in the Internet Cadillac right now going that Internet highway. And we are driving down the Internet highway in the Internet Cadillac with Jeb and I right now. Jeb, I'm going to let you take the wheel here in a little bit. But right now, let's cruise down.
Gemini, Aquemini, him and I are both Jedi.
And yo, and we're in the Midnight Express right now here on Dental Radio, the original real. True Indeed Media, Rowdy Randomness. Hey, yo. Thank you. But if you call in more of a flashback to play it, I'll stay on a little later. But if not, it's all good. We'll see you next week, Hollywood. Hey yo!
Monster session going down tonight, man. Fuck yeah.
I ain't get a good freestyling in a minute, so that was definitely cool.
Cool word. Okay. Woo! And you know what? I'm always amazed when you guys can come in, people, you know, of your guys' caliber can come in and just do it, you know, just, I mean, like, stationary like you are for your, I just, it blows me away. You know what I mean? Like, for me to even try to do anything vocally, you know, I definitely have to get up and really close my eyes, you know what I mean? And you guys are just, you know, you guys are pros, man.
Word. I appreciate that.
I used to give a fuck, now I give a fuck less. I used to give a fuck, now I give a fuck less. I used to give a fuck, now I give a fuck less. I'm not to be fucked.
Resonate in the building.
I used to give a fuck, now I give a fuck less. I used to give a fuck, now I give a fuck less. I used to give a fuck, now I give a fuck less. I'm not to be fucked with.
Check it out. I used to give a fuck, now I give a fuck less. About scrims and then false claims of success. Not convincing anyone to waste time or cause stress. On a higher plane, so I maintain and manifest. Got love out in the west, piece of radio said Diddy. I'm barbarian, taught to never show pity. This that raw roots, not intended for confusion. This for the masses, no synthetic substitution. This contusion, the nuisance is oozing. Ruthless and nuances, all the while losing. Cause my name entertains more views than listed. So Phil K. Dickless, bet you sucker with the mission. You're not convincing with the bars in your dispute. Remember, you...
All right, this is DJ Dano, a.k.a. Dano Radio. I'm about to plug the headphones back in because we have a number calling in at 713-205-4430. So let me plug in the headphones. We're about to turn them on in a second, and we're going to see who this is. Yo, right before we're about to end it too, a little early. Hello, this is DJ Dano, aka Dano Radio, the Kango Fett. Who is this?
Yo.
Who this?
Yo.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, who this?
This is Keith.
Keith. Jeff, you know Keith?
With an F.
Keith. Like Keith, like the shit, that good stuff that you put on your bud that's from Bud originally, though.
I have to hear the voice.
All right, hold on.
Let me.
Hey, say a little something, Keith, so Jeff can hear you.
What's up?
No, you ain't know him? All right. I'm plugging the headphones back in for a little feedback. Yo, so we good. What makes you tune in and call in to Dano Radio? We're talking mad shit. We've had a few to drink tonight. Of course, smoking that good stuff. What's good? You there with us, Keith?
Yeah. I'm sorry. What you said?
I said we've had a few to drink tonight. We definitely were about to end the show a little early, but you called in. So what's good, Hollywood? What's good, man? What's up, man? So you called in. Where you from, first of all?
Louisiana.
Oh, what part of Louisiana?
Southwest.
Okay. I got some family up near Baton Rouge. I got some of that, what they call that, some Cajun folk type background.
Yeah, I'm a Cajun. Coonass is also another word we use.
All right, no doubt. So what makes you tune in to Dano Radio, the original Real True Indeed Media, Rowdy Randomness of February, now 2nd, 2019? What makes you tune in, man?
Totally random. Totally 100% random.
Awesome. Yeah, we're actually about, like I said, we're about to end the show a little early. I had a little business to talk with my homies here. We're having a good old time. Yeah, man. Here, take the headphones, Jeff. You can talk to Keith.
Keith, how's it going?
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
What the hell is going on over there?
Dano.
Yo.
He's asking, what the hell is going on over there?
Drinks.
He said, drinks.
And our enemies' heads on Celtics as they bleed from the conquest. Oh, I don't know. I'm talking shit.
Hey, listen to Elvis Presley.
He said, listen to Elvis Presley.
Yo, it depends on Elvis, man. Hold on, let's take it back.
Bring my faithful heart. Get
oh,
on a
fire. Okay. Drive by.
Hey.
Okay, that's dope. Yes.
Go.
DJ.
Yes.
Let me talk to the boss.
I'm the boss.
Who says?
I am the boss. I am Dano. Who's Shango Fett.
No, I want to talk to the boss.
Boss? That's Saul O'Leary. Saul isn't here right now.
Okay.
Saul, if you want to talk to Saul O'Leary, you can call in next Friday. Saul, I'll make sure Saul is here.
What? Why is there jazz playing in the background?
We're just talking over it, man. It's a music bed. Jazz is one of the original American art forms, anyways.
And you know where it came from?
Yeah, it came from black folks.
No, which city in the USA did jazz originate?
Well, it's actually a split between Chicago and New Orleans.
No, it originated in New Orleans, sir.
Some in Chicago, though. But what I want to know, though, what made you tune in?
The devil made me. The devil made me tune in.
He says the devil made him tune in. He has an issue with the show.
I have no issue with the show, sir.
Huh?
Which is fair critique. It's a good discussion.
No, I don't even know who this is. I don't even know who
this
is.
That's what I'm saying. If someone tuned in, he found you, and he said, what's going on with the show? Respect. He doesn't like white people talking about black music, which is a good discussion. Ask
well,
him directly.
Did
so
he
we
say
can,
that?
No, ask him so we can talk about
it. So what is your issue with the show?
What?
You have an issue with the show?
No, I love I've never heard of the show.
He loves it.
Oh, okay. Or
he likes
it. What's going on over there? What do you like about it?
What do you like about the show?
I just tuned in like 5 minutes ago, so it's hard for me to formulate intellectual opinion. But I'm open to, you know, your influence, but go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm going to say right now, Keith, I thank you for being
no,
honest.
No, sir, I would love to have a in-depth intellectual conversation with you.
Then if you want an in-depth conversation, I'll be honest. I've had that many a times here on Dano Radio, but I will tell you right now, tonight ain't one of them, man. I'm in that mood. I already had my intellectual conversation. The liquor's kicked in. Yes, before all these Hollywood big shots making these shows about drinking and making reviews, Dano did it first.
The original drunk history.
The original drunk history. So I'm going to tell you right now, though, we
Dano
will be back. We will be back next Friday night. And tune in then, hopefully you will. If not, then too bad, so sad. Other than that,
yo, good luck to that guy.
I am just, yo, I just, Keith, definitely, peace,
you
blessing,
yourself,
respect,
man.
Love. Thank you for tuning in. I do got to cut you short. I'll take it personally.
Keep doing your thing, man.
Well,
yeah, Keith, you like to say something real quick?
Yeah. How many awesome forms of music was originated in Louisiana?
Ooh. You know what? I'd say at least three, but we have to get back to that in another time when I'm a little bit more sober and can do my research. I ain't trying to come unprepared. What before I hang up though, and we end this show? What? How many?
Hey, where are you from, sir? If you don't mind.
I'm originally from the Boston area and California, Long Beach, L.A. That's where I live currently. Is L.A.
But you're originally from Bronx.
Boston area, but as I told you, I have some Acadian roots.
Acadian, like Canada or Louisiana?
Louisiana.
Oh, like Kaplan or Abbeville, where?
I don't know. They're just a bunch of mixed white, black, and Native American cats that made up my family somehow.
Most families in America, to be honest.
Yes. They all did, got fucked up, drunk, and I didn't say, you know,
or
I was born.
Depending on how much you love people.
You know what I'm saying? I'll talk about Boom Hammer right now. I'll talk about Boom Hammer. You know what I'm saying? We're hearing down radio.
And some people hate people.
I love people and I hate people at the same time. But you know what? Right here at Dano Radio, the original, real, true, indeed media, rowdy randomness. We're about to end the night right now. And we're going to go out louder than a bomb right now here on Dano Radio. And for myself, for Jeb, for my Dano Radio fam, and for our guest Keith, we'd like to say peace, blessings, respect.
I'm glad you're playing some fantastic Louisiana jazz music.
Well, thank you. And like I said, thank you to not only my fam, but guests like Keith, just calling in randomly, digging the show.
Have him shout out on social media if he's got something.
Do you have anything on social media, or are you just a chat help? Tuning in?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't even know what social media is.
Okay, no doubt. Well, to be continued. Tune in next week, man. Next weekend, and we'll go from there.
Hey, but listen.
Yes.
What do y'all think about the Super Bowl this year?
Honestly, and if you're from New Orleans, then of course you're upset, and I don't blame you. I hate the Patriots, the Rams. It's weird they're being back in L.A., but hey, I'm going.
Rock
you know,
with L.A. Everyone has to rock with L.A.
You got to rock with L.A. The Patriots are cheaters. It should be, though, the Patriots and the Saints. I'll give them that.
Right.
So.
Oh, of course. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, Saints got ripped.
Yeah,
yeah, sorry, man. And for all you who dat, and I know some cats, Dapper Dan, there in New Orleans. Yo, be safe, man. And you're right on a lot of stuff. But nonetheless.
Yo, we should make a trip out there and get his cat on the podcast. Get his comments.
We'll tune in. Hopefully he'll tune in next week, but we got to cut it short. So
hey,
definitely tune in. Yeah.
Take my number so, because I have no idea. Like, I'm really fucked up, and I don't know
I'm
who I call.
Too.
But take my number and call me.
All right, hold up 1 second, man. And we'll get that.
All right.
I just need to take a picture. You send it to me, man?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the fuck my phone is right now. We a little buzzing, too. We had drank some Angry Balls tonight. That is Angry Orchard.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Angry Orchard people pay us. And it's Fireball, which is cinnamon whiskey. You mix it together, you get Angry Balls. So let's do this. Where's your camera? Right there. All right, take a picture of that and then send that to me. We get his number. Oh, shit. He's playing some rockabilly over to Oakland.
It's 713.
That's, I think that's New Orleans. But, yeah,
take
that.
That's me.
All right, cool. So let's, all right, you know, Keith, tune in next weekend. Hopefully, we're going to get back to it. We will end it. Like I said, for you, Keith, myself, Jeb, and all the good people of the world, peace, blessing, and respect.
Session.
But to end the show, we can be louder than a bomb with the classic track from Public Enemy, Louder Than a Bomb. But what I'd like to say, from the legendary wrestling manager, Jim Cornette, if you got a problem with DJ Dano, I'm not talking to you, Keith, I'm talking about the assholes out there, the original, real, true, indeed media, all I got to say is...
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
And we out. Peace!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
They claim we're brought us from the bottom of hell, cause the black is back and it's bound to sell. Picture us cooling out on the 4th of July. And if you heard we were celebrating, that's a worldwide lie. Yo, Chuck, the Fat Generals, man, trying to pull a 226 on you, G. Yo, man, show 'em what you got. Show 'em what you got.
This style seems wild. Wait before you treat me like a stepchild. Let me tell you why they got me on file. Cause I give you what you lack. Come right in next back. I'm status as a
so I care where you at, Black. And at home, I got a call from Tony Rome. The FBI was tapping my telephone. I never live alone, I never walk alone. My posse's always ready and they're waiting in my zone. Although I live the life that of a resident, but I've been knowing the scheme that of the president. Tapping my phone, who screws abusers, stand accused of doing harm? I am a rock hard trooper to the bone, a bone, a bone. Full grown, consider me stone. Once again, and I say it for you to know, the troop is always ready. I am Geronimo, your CIA. You see, I ain't kidding. Both T and X, they got rid of both. A story untold, true but unknown. Professor Griff knows.
Yo, I ain't no toast.
And not the bragging, I'm boasting, and plus it ain't no secret why the tap on my phone is so I can't keep it a secret, so I decided to kick it, yo. And yes, it weighs a ton, I say it once again. I'm called the enemy, I'll never be a friend of those with closed minds and know that I'm rapid. The way that I rap it is making them tap it, yeah. Never serving a well, cause I'm an uncom. It's no secret at all. Breaking the mold, I ain't lying, denying, because they're checking my code. Am I bugging because they're bugging my phone for information? No telling who's selling that power, building the nation. So joining the sex up, point blank target. Every brother's inside, so least not to forget, no. Taking the blame is not a waste. Here takes a bit of a soul, so you can never be wrong. Just a bit of advice, because we be paying a price. Because every brother man's life is like swinging a dice, right? Here it is once again. This is the brother, the Terminator, the cutter. Going on and on, leave alone. Get it straight in 88 and I troop it to demonstrate. The posse always ready, 98 and 98. My posse comes quick because my posse got a lot. And they tapping my phone, never leave me alone. I'm even lethal when I'm unarmed.
Sounds like you got a nasty cough.
Yeah, no shit.
Here, baby, try this.
Soothe?
Yeah, Soothe annihilates cough and cold symptoms.
Wow, I'm seeing donkeys.
That's the patented cough-killing concoction of codeine, morphine, and alcohol. Your cold will be history. How's your cold now?
Who the hell are you?
I'm your wife, fool.
Soothe kills a cough fast. And for the kid's chesty cough, it's Soothe Junior, the medication that comes in a fun, animal-shaped container kids will love.
Hey, look at me. I'm binging on medication just like Dad.
Oh, my God, he's barely breathing.
No, that's just the medicine doing its magic.
Thanks to Soothe, his cough is history. With Soothe, you'll forget you had a cough, your name, or where to properly go to the bathroom. Feel better fast with Soothe.
Relationships can seem like an eternity.
You asshole! What were you doing with my sister in that hot tub?
Relieve the pressure.
Ice.
Chill that bitch out with ice.
Ice.
A diamond lasts forever, but your relationship might not. A diamond is love. Rock hard and frozen in time. Luckily, most women are shallow and materialistic.
Oh, a diamond! So you do love me.
Nothing says I love you like a lump of carbon mined by wage slaves in Angola.
I don't even know what I was mad at you about. Do you want a blowjob?
Passion. It can be purchased, and it can be overpriced. Ice, available and very expensive.
Ice.
At Decock Diamonds.
That you...
Yeah, there you are. No Limit Studios, what's up?
Who this is?
Look at this rapping folk, tell you, who is this?
Oh, this P.
P?
Yeah, this P.
P?
Yeah.
P, let me hear you say, This ain't no motherfucking pee, man.
That is phone.